Hey y'all, this is Karen with the Rock Movers, and I'm so excited you're here. I can't wait to share season 2, the 22 version, with you. We have some amazing guests coming your way, and this year's gonna be a little bit different. How? Stay tuned, you'll see. Hey, welcome back to the Rock Movers. So excited to have you today because we're going to talk about something that is a follow-up to my session on my kickoff session for season 2. And that was about imposter syndrome or dealing with insecurities. And as promised, diving in and getting really deep into how the Rock Movers came to be. One of the rocks that I've been moving around for years and years and years is my people pleaser rock. And I never imagined that I'd be sitting here today talking to you about this, but in my client calls, I see that so many people also struggle. So many of my clients, especially the really successful ones, are struggling with this. The people that you wouldn't even imagine are the ones that typically have a challenge with this because they don't want to let someone down. They are that high performer who's over the top, has experienced some success and received positive feedback because of that. So as a result, they don't want to lose that feeling. So if that resonates with you, then hang on. We are going to dive right into this topic. Okay, so Psychology Today, there's an article that talks about some of the, let's see what it says here, the 10 signs that you are a people pleaser. And I thought that this was really relevant. And I'm going to attach a link to this article by Amy Morin, or Morin, and I won't go into all of it, but it really just absolutely resonated with me. When you agree with people, even if you don't really agree, listening politely, pretending to agree, occasionally, even when it goes against something that is something you value, that might be a sign. When you feel responsible for how other people feel, holy smoke, says this one, absolutely just hit me. Even with my kids, why in the world would we do this as parents? But I feel bad if my kids are disappointed, or I have felt bad. I'm a recovering people pleaser. I still struggle with it, but so much better than I've been. But when you say something and someone else responds in a certain way, when you feel responsible for their anger, or you feel responsible for something they did as a result of something you said or did, and you take on the responsibility of their reactions or their feelings, that should be a sign to you that you are more worried about someone else's reaction than you are about staying true to something that you value, something that is important to you. So another red flag. Number three. When you apologize often, when you say, oh, I'm so sorry, but I can't do that. Or someone says something and you take the blame on yourself and you apologize in advance. I'm sorry, but I have to move my schedule. I'm sorry I let you down. I'm sorry I was late. What if we begin to change the narrative or change the script on that? Let's flip the script, as my friend Julie Schneer says. let's flip the script and let's begin to say, thank you for understanding that I need to change this. Thank you. I appreciate your cooperation. Thank you for understanding that I need to move this appointment instead of I'm sorry for inconveniencing you, because life happens and your schedule is just as important as anyone else. But let's be honest, your schedule is really important to you. So there's no need to apologize. You have nothing to apologize for. So if you constantly see yourself apologizing in emails or hear yourself apologizing for just being you, for just being that person in the room that's owning your space, that's a sign to pause, ask the two questions, and make a change. Okay, number four, you feel burdened by the things that you have to do. Oh my gosh, there is so much to unpack here. This may be a whole nother call. But number four and number five go hand in hand. When you can't say no, which is number five, and you feel burdened. Usually you can't say no comes first, and then you're upset that you said yes. So two things to really think about here are, why are you saying yes to some things that you really want to say no to? Again, that goes back to that people pleasing. You don't want someone mad. You don't want them to have a reaction that's negative. You feel responsible for their feelings, right? All of this is so interwoven. It's so complicated, but it really comes down to the same thing, that you're not honoring your own boundaries, right? So if there's a good chance that your schedule or your weekly calendar is filled with things that are serving others rather than serving yourself, take a good look at that. Pause and ask, how is this serving me and what can I do about it? Okay. You ready for number six? You feel uncomfortable when someone is angry at you. Wow. This one is really, really, it's so hard for me. I don't want anyone upset with me. I don't want anyone angry with me, even when I feel like their anger is unjustified. It's misplaced. Just because they're angry or upset, I want to remind you that may or may not be an actual reflection on you. It could actually be a representative of what's going on in their life, a representation of their own issues or their own problems or their own mismanagement of their emotions. So let's keep in mind that when we can't stand the thought of someone being displeased or angry or upset with us, that may cause us to compromise our values rather than defending our values and allowing them the space and grace to feel the way they do. Number seven, are you ready for this? When you act like the people around you rather than honoring who you are. So let me give you a scenario. When you are at home and you act one way, but you act a different way with different groups of people. So you act one way at church, you act one way at work, you act one way with the people that you hang out with, your group of friends. For example, that's number one, that's not authentic to you. It's not valuing who you are. But it's also very self-sabotaging because it's confusing. Who are you, right? You're going to have less joy, less happiness when you're constantly morphing who you are and what you value and what you stand for to please the people in the room. And then, heaven forbid, what if the people in the room are all combined and they're all different people, then what do? We become this hodgepodge of mixed emotions and we are just so unhappy. So another red flag How is it serving you, and what are you going to do about it? Number 8, if you need praise to feel good about you. Oftentimes, people pleasers really depend on the opinions of others to back up and support their value. And when we care more about what others think about us than we do about ourselves, we are subject to their emotion. So keep in mind, if this is what you are hungry for and starving for and striving for, I want to ask you to pause for a moment. Is it serving me? And what can I do about this? Because you can't control the thoughts, feelings, and emotions of others. So think about, why is it that I need someone else's praise or someone else's opinions to justify why I'm valuable? And do you? I think not. Number 9, when you go to extensive lengths to avoid conflict, just to keep the peace, to please people, avoiding conflict is impossible. We are human. To exist around humans, there's going to be conflict. There's no way you can agree with everyone around you. So let's just agree that sometimes we can agree to disagree, and that's okay. And conflict isn't always a bad thing. Sometimes conflict is where we grow. Sometimes conflict is where we find an opportunity to challenge ourselves, to challenge the norm. So conflict isn't always bad. It's when we avoid conflict at all costs, even sacrificing what we believe, what we value, and who we are. You've got to, again, hold that lens up, hold those questions up. Is this serving me? And if you're giving up who you are to avoid a conflict, I don't think it is. I really want you to question that. But finally, when you are afraid to voice your feelings about feeling hurt or disappointed or discouraged or embarrassed or whatever's going on, when you aren't willing to admit your feelings to someone because you don't want them to think something about you because of those feelings, you don't want to just disappoint them or whatever. When you're emotionally wounded, but you're afraid to say something, I want you to think about, how true is this relationship? How valuable is this relationship to you if you can't even express what's going on, how you feel about it, or how you feel in that moment about something else, whatever's going on? And again, is this serving you? If that relationship isn't with someone that you can be yourself with, be honest with yourself about, and if they don't truly love, respect, and regard you for all of those emotions, good and bad, I want to encourage you to be brave enough to say so. Because you could take your relationship to another level, or discover that this relationship perhaps isn't the one for you, that friendship isn't the one for you, that working relationship isn't the one for you, whatever it is. Because this people-pleasing habit that we get into for all of those reasons and so many more, it doesn't serve us. It didn't serve me. It doesn't serve me if I get back into that. And it's, again, not the one and done, fix it and forget it. But I want to encourage you that hope is possible. It goes back to those same questions of, is it serving me and what can I do about it? And knowing who you are. And if that's something that you haven't really explored, if you really don't know what you value, if you really don't know what are the best things about you, the things that are worth defending and you don't have a relationship that supports you in that, then I want to encourage you to reach out and let's talk about it. Let me support you to find the good in you that's worth defending, because I believe that you are valuable, and I believe that there are so many things about you that you should feel honored to defend. And how do I know that? Two things. Because you're here, you're listening to this, and you want to do better, you want to have better, you want to move rocks in your life. So that tells me something about you. And second, because you're a child of God, just like me. And because of that, that makes you so valuable. So let's keep moving those rocks. If I can help you do it, there's a link in this podcast to connect. And I would love to support you through that journey. I would love to connect you with someone else that can if I'm not the right fit. But just know that you don't have to move those rocks alone. You have a tribe and a team that's here to support you. So I want to just wish you the best day ever. Stay tuned, like, and subscribe so you can keep hearing these episodes. If this is something that you're liking, I want to hear about it. I'd love to have your feedback. There is a survey in our last episode, and I'd really like to know, what are the things that you want to hear about? How can I best support you? And how can we stay connected? It's in the notes. I absolutely can't wait to see what's coming next for the Rock Movers. See you then. Thanks for listening. If you'd like to join me as a guest on the Rock Movers, there's a link in this episode where you can schedule a call with me today. I can't wait to hear your story and how you are moving rocks for yourself and those you care about. Again, I can't wait to share season 2 with you. And if you want to be a part of it, I can't wait to hear what you have to offer. So check the link out. Be sure to like and share this podcast with those that you feel like would be blessed by it. And thanks again for tuning in to the Rock Movers. See you next time.